18 years ago, the Alex Jones film Endgame warned us of the coming North American Union as a stealth, incremental step towards a one-world government.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
President Bush said that the New World Order was in tune, and that's what they were working for. The UN is part of that government. They're working right now very significantly for a North American Union. That's why there's a lot of people in Washington that don't care too much about our borders.
Then you think, these people work in what I call systemic methodology, meaning that you take a pie, just imagine, you take an apple pie, and you slice this apple pie into lots of very small pieces, and you put in front of each one of these pieces your man or woman of trust. And by controlling this individual, you control an entire organization, and that's how you control, with a very, very small power base, an entire global population of 6 billion people.
For over 50 years, the Bilderberg Group constructed the European Union by stealth under the guise of trade deals. Now the elite are using the same secretive program to complete the North American Union. The Bilderberg Group would later admit that their mission was the formation of the EU. Once the EU was established, under the guise of trade deals, a North American Union and Asian Union would be formed. The three interlocking superstates form the core of the global government. From September 12th to September 14th in Banff, Canada, hundreds of elected and appointed government leaders from Canada, Mexico, and the United States met in secret. The Judicial Watch Foundation submitted Freedom of Information Act requests to obtain the full agenda and minutes of the secret assembly. Many federal agencies refused, citing national security. The foundation finally succeeded and did receive thousands of pages of documents. The pages chronicle an already operating North American Union. Transportation, law enforcement, agriculture, regulation, banking, manufacturing, construction, education, immigration, and even the military are being merged with no input from the people or their elected representatives in Congress and Parliament. One of the first items on their agenda was to stress how important it was that their plan, quote, be carried out by stealth. The controllers also talked about exploiting the public's fears of climate change to push a continent-wide tax to fund the new government.
So we're talking about the death of Canada is what's happening in there right now. The death of your sovereignty is happening in there right now. CNN has even reported that these individuals have put out the policy reports through the Council on Foreign Relations that writes their scholarly white papers to end the United States, to end Canada, and to end Mexico.
We went into downtown Ottawa and talked to locals.
What's your view on losing Canada's sovereignty?
I like this country to stay as it is, and I love the United States to be there.
Ma'am, what did you say about the American Union?
It's going to end up happening.
When you read human history, when you study it, all you see is elites trying to dominate, subterfuge, Machiavellian backstabbing. And somehow in the last 50 years, they convinced Westerners that the government's fine, can do no wrong, trust them. How did this happen?
It's easy to lead sheep.
Without ever mentioning it during his campaign, for obvious reasons, President Trump is now introducing the public to the idea of a North American Union.
Greenland is a wonderful place. We need it for international security. And I'm sure that Denmark will come along. I think, you know, it's costing them a lot of money to maintain it, to keep it. The people of Greenland are not happy with Denmark, you know. I think they're happy with us. We had representatives, my son and representatives went up there 2 weeks ago, and they like us. So we'll see what happens. But Greenland is necessary, not for us. It's necessary for international security. What I'd like to see, Canada become our 51st state. We give them protection, military protection. We don't need them for anything. We don't need them for energy. We have more energy than they do. We don't need them for energy. So I'd love to see that. But some people say that would be a long shot. If people wanted to play the game right,
it doesn't sound like a long shot at all. It sounds like the North American Union, except it will probably be called something else. And if you fight against it, the government will ship you to a prison in El Salvador. Elon Musk says it's the way. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.